This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
What's got a headache? Katie has a headache. This is Behind the Bastards, podcast about bad people.
I promise it's not a corona headache. It's just a normal stress headache.
Yeah, you say that, but you've got that look in your eyes like the guy in the zombie movie who's hiding the bite. That's literally all of us right now, actually.
Yeah, you think you're special.
Mm-hmm. Back off, boys. Don't look too closely at my headache. Mm-hmm.
So, this is our first corona-recorded quarantine episode of Behind the Bastards, the Quarantine Bastards, and I figured we should do something a little special for it, y'all. So, I just had my first sip of coffee for the day. That's nice. Yeah. That's lovely.
What, Robert, why did you not drink that before you started recording? We have a rule.
Because we're professionals. Gotta be fast. Speed is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's very slowly discuss this old Prepper magazine from 1976.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's what we're reading today?
Yeah. I was given this, mailed this by a fan, and I don't think they sent it weeks ago. So this was just a coincidence that it timed out well with the coronavirus. But it's called The Survivor by Kurt Saxon. Now, Kurt Saxon was a fringe survivalist lunatic who... wrote a book called The Poor Man's James Bond and a number of other guides to making improvised weapons and stuff like that. He's cool. One of those, here's how to kill people with objects around you type dudes.
Here's how to be a fake James Bond. Excellent.
It's more like, here's how to booby trap everything that you own and kill people.
Like,
if you have.
So it's more like a bad MacGyver.
Yeah, here's how to be like a drunk, lonely MacGyver in the woods.
So like a light terrorist.
Look,
yes, like a light terrorist.
Seems like what we're talking about here.
We got a lot of time on our hands. I don't know if this is a responsible thing to put out in the world, but we are.
So I want you to look at the beautiful copy of this. It is about. It's enormous. It's about twice the size of a normal piece of paper. The book is. It's hand bound. Whoever made this clearly did it in like their garage. And the front has
an
illustration that I can only describe as unhinged.
Oh, yeah.
It really is very lovingly made.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a it's a warped fairy tale.
Yeah.
Family, it's a fat zine.
Right? Yeah, there's
I like Katie's description, made with love.
It is definitely made with love. It shows a man who looks like a young who's the guy from Greece? Grease guy.
Zuko.
It's John E.T.
John Travolta.
John Travolta. You're Tommy Travolta.
Yeah.
What's John, it to you?
He looks like young John Travolta. Got the hairy chest.
I'm a phenomenon.
He's
I hate this.
He's clearly forging something. And he's forging something. What I love about this picture is that he's like clearly working on an active hot forge right next to his daughter, mm-hmm. who's immediately left of the forge playing with a doll
it is
as
in
like
her
sparks
face.
Go flying. It's great. And
well,
then
you could do that and be a good parent.
He can. Of course he can. They live in some sort of home-built house. There's what I have to assume is a bomb-making chemistry set. Either that or methamphetamine in the right-hand corner. And then his very quiet, perspective-warped wife standing in the background operating some sort of rudimentary lathe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking
on. Yeah, but she's got her apron on, I think.
You're damn right she has an apron on.
Her daughter getting her face burned off.
I have a feeling Kurt Saxon does not like it when women don't wear aprons.
I understand where you get that feeling from.
Well, he's not going to shell out for her to buy another dress if she ruins it being stupid.
Here's the thing about prepping, because I do it myself. Unfortunately, you often wind up taking advice from lunatics who are light terrorists because they also know how to do a lot of really useful shit because they've been living alone in the mountains for 35 years and they picked up some skills. So I'm interested in the ratio. I'm going to predict right now that this magazine will be a mix of incredibly useful survival tips and absolute madness. And I'm really interested as to what that ratio is going to be.
Right, and how they relate to each other, because I imagine a lot of the useful things will be like, hey, did you know this? And here's what you do with it. Be a lot of crossover there.
Well, page one has what I would call an editorial. Survival is looking out for number one. And I guess I should read a little bit from that to give us an idea of the tenor of this piece. Alarmists all around the country are promising disasters such as superinflation, famine, foreign invasion, the triumph of communism/fascism.
Oh, yeah,
that classic. You guys remember when the communo-fascists were were rolling in?
Oh, yeah.
That red-brown alliance.
Oh, yes, the dangers of that one thing.
Nuclear war, etc. Unfortunately.
Well, it's essentially the same thing, so I don't have too much of an issue with that slash.
Lump them in together. Unfortunately, they may all be right, even though their timing is wrong, semicolon, we hope. Not exactly where I would use a semicolon, but.
Yeah, the best.
You have only to compare this year's food prices over last year's, this year's rise in crime over last year's. These things affect you directly.
It's like prices going up.
Yeah.
That's the thing. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
It is a little bit comforting to read the tone of certain imminent doom in this magazine and then be like, oh, this was 50 years ago.
Right.
And
right,
we kept on limping forward.
Oh, just wait, buddy. Just wait.
Maybe we'll get through this. Yeah. There are two main reasons for this which no political system can help. One is that the age of exploration and development and the Industrial Revolution is over, and the other is that the good crop weather worldwide is also over, maybe for centuries. You guys remember how we can't grow crops anymore?
Yeah, the crop weather stopped.
I'd almost forgotten with everything that's going on, but yeah, that's part of the problem. We don't have any crops.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we actually do have a major problem with that because the Trump administration is not letting Mexican workers in on visas this year to harvest crops. That's going to be an issue. But old Kurt Saxon.
This guy couldn't have known that.
How dare you make this relevant, Robert?
How dare you? We're trying to escape here into the world of awful bastards, the bastard reality that we live in.
Why don't we escape into hearing what Kurt Saxon has to say about the age of exploration and development?
Ooh. yes, please.
It began around 1500 and ended around 1950. From the beginning of that period, the Earth was explored, mapped, annexed, developed, and exploited. With you so far, Kurt? Its resources, animal, vegetable, and mineral, were looted with little or no thought for future generations. Still on board? As national industries grew to take advantage of the inpouring bounty from the hinterlands, living standards rose, enabling more people to survive and in turn to reproduce their kind. Human locusts spread over the Earth, born only to exploit, rape, and destroy their own environment. Have more babies so we can clear more land. Have more babies so we can mine more coal and metals. Have more babies so we can keep the factories running. Have more babies so we can take more territory from the hated enemy.
That's right. We've got a built-in workforce. The babies.
The babies.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
More babies.
Babies.
As you were reading that, I was like, I hope there's a third have more babies. And you did it. And then there was a fourth one.
A lot of baby having suggestions here.
Blew me away.
I mean, Robert, I guess it's better than the usual dead baby talk on this pod.
It is. It is. Although I think that he would argue that, like Lana Del Rey, these babies were born to die.
Yeah, I also think we're only on the first page.
We are only on the first page.
So there's more time for dead babies.
This this opinion column is continued on page two. But before we get to it, we have a couple of really useful little guides just on page one. How to cut bottles with electricity from a 1919 Popular Mechanics article. How to make a stationary windmill from a 1913 Popular Mechanics article. And how to irrigate with tomato cans. That's all cool.
A stationary windmill?
Yeah, stationary windmill.
So it doesn't move with the wind? It just is like a statue?
No.
I figured it wasn't that. But.
I think it doesn't roll down the hill, I guess. I don't know why you specify that a windmill's stationary. I've never seen one, my windmill
is not portable. My windmill stays where it is.
Yeah, it runs regardless of the direction of the wind.
That's probably what they're saying, Cody.
Okay.
Mills of this kind can be built of larger size.
Yeah, that seems
and in
right.
some localities have been used for pumping
and
water.
And cutting a bottle with electricity, cool.
No, actually, okay. that's like a useful thing for if you've got like a bunch of big glass bottles and you need to make cups because the society has collapsed, but you still need a good cup.
And you've got extra electricity hanging around.
Well, if you know how to make your own windmills.
right. If you're reading The Survivor Volume 1, I think you're ready for this.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, though, they jump right into the heavy hitters in Volume 1. I'm surprised. This isn't even like a remedial guide.
Oh, boy.
There's so many pages to this.
This is so big. I'm not going to go through the entirety of his column, but I do want to read the section where he starts about arming yourself and escaping society. That seems like a good one.
I mean, that's the most important step right there.
I mean, raise your hand if you're not considering arming yourself and escaping society for the mountains. Yeah, that's right. Everybody is.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So, you may want to get a few acres and live cut off from everyone. This is fine if you're well-armed and a professional woodcrafter already. However, this is too great a change for most people. The inexperienced dreamer simply cannot survive alone. Regardless of your choice, town, commune, or small farm, you must choose an area about 100 miles from any major population center. It must also be several miles off from any major highway. Refugees streaming out of New York or Los Angeles will clog the main highways and strip every home for miles each side of their route like irresistible plagues of locusts. I'm guessing he's imagining those crowds as being a certain color.
You probably don't have to use much of your imagination.
No.
Yeah.
No. Plagues of locusts.
I've seen the cover of this book you're reading.
He does say that he's going to focus on survival without savagery. So that's good.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. No matter how much you might think you can steel yourself against pitiful refugees, you must plan to live as far off their prospective routes as possible. Yeah.
There we go.
Did he say pitiful?
Pitiful, yeah.
Pitiful
diving
refugees.
Right in there.
Pitiful refugees. Yeah. So, next we have a guide to making a mousetrap, a guide to make popcorn cakes, so that's nice, how to make a houseboat.
Cody, that's for you.
Dang right.
Wait, how to make a houseboat?
How to make a houseboat.
Let's get into that.
This is a short
This is a very
article.
Short guide to making a houseboat.
That's so short.
He's taken a lot of different guides from Popular Mechanics, and this is about a page.
four paragraphs on how to pick a houseboat.
I didn't realize it was that simple.
And a very small diagram.
Why aren't we all making houseboats? There's so much coast to California. You guys could be living in houseboats right now.
Yeah,
rent?
We are dropping the ball.
You make that stationary water wheel thing, then you'll have power.
Exactly. We're going to live like very, very dangerous kings.
Well, and I have to say, you know, what's better for what's a better value for the funders of Some More News than living in homemade houseboats and generating your own power with a wheel?
Honestly, I couldn't think of a second thing. I'm sure the next page will provide some more for us, but
what
a homemade blowtorch.
What was that, Katie? Right.
It's like, what page are we on?
We are on page
3.
Oh my God.
Okay.
We already know how to make a houseboat.
Oh my God, right next to how to make a houseboat. Medicines like Granddad used to make, which is an advertisement for a 200-page book by Kurt Saxon.
Oh my God.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you want to make the sign of medicines that your grandpa used to make. Oh my God. So it's $10, which in 1976, $10. Kurt's charging you quite a bit for Granddad's
medicines.
It's
like $1,000.
Yeah.
Self-published too? Like,
but like, if you're learning really valuable intel, I could shell out $1,000 to learn how to make a houseboat.
I know
that's different.
You don't have to. You've got the free 4-paragraph guide right here,
PDF.
Katie.
Yeah. Can we talk about this entry that says a homemade blowtorch?
Oh, absolutely. Wait, where is that?
That seems useful.
It's from Popular Mechanics 1915. Wow. Mm-hmm. Popular Mechanics has really changed.
This requires no air and no pump.
How do you have a blowtorch?
I don't know how you blow without air.
Yeah, or a pump. But I guess there's a way.
Well, yeah, I mean, instead of forcing a small stream of gasoline into a heated burner, it converts the gasoline into gas in the chamber and blows a small jet of it through a very small hole into the combustion chamber.
So you just make it a flamethrower. There we go.
It's just that simple.
Thank you, Kurt. And this is why we're all looking for things to do while quarantined. Make your own blowtorch following the guide this dangerously unhinged individual self-published in his garage in 1976.
Yeah,
and maybe do not follow that advice we just gave you.
Follow all of it, every piece
follow
of it.
Follow all of it. Yeah, get out of here, Elon Musk.
I do want to read a paragraph from Medicine's Granddad used to make, because it's made me aware of something. So this is not medicines that Kurt Saxon's granddad used to make. He included all of the medical preparations from Dick's Encyclopedia of Practical Receipts and Processes, 1872, and the complete text of the Medical Student's Manual of Chemistry from 1889. So he's just taking old books and republishing them with a little bit of work and then selling them for a huge amount of money.
Yeah, it seems like all this is just like he got a bunch of Popular Mechanics.
I mean, there's an element of that that's cool because, like, there's a bunch of shit in here from, like, the 1800s that is just, like, guides to life that random people on the frontier figured out. But also, like, Kurt, you're not coming up with this stuff.
He's a news aggregating website, basically.
Yeah, I do want to see
BuzzFeed,
what sort of...
BuzzFeed, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's BuzzFeed. He's like, prepper BuzzFeed from the 70s.
Right.
The sections from Dick's cover such medical preparations as bitters, aromatic vinegar, smelling salts, factitious mineral waters.
Okay.
Facetious? No.
Yeah, no, it
factitious,
says factitious.
Neither one of those work.
Sophie, would you look up factitious mineral waters to see if that's a thing or if this is nonsense old people medicine?
Maybe they used to refer to mineral waters as factitious because people used to think they were fake. I don't know.
This all sounds like stuff Grandpa Simpson would prescribe. Fluid extracts, medicinal essences, medicated syrups, Oxymel, elixirs, medicated waters, medicinal solutions, lotions, liniments, pills, ointments, salves, cerates, poultices, plasters, garbles, caustics, rubefacients,
garbles?
Balsams, tonics, anodynes, diuretics, electuaries, fomentations, alternatives.
What are these things?
I'm going to be honest. Is it like, if you're trying to sell me medicine, you lost me at elixirs. I'm not going to buy your stuff.
So, update. There's really nothing except I found one thing that's titled drugs in our drinking water, and I don't think it's related. So I think this person just made up a thing.
Awesome. Or
well, it's just a long time ago.
So next page, how to make up a candy floss outfit.
Mm-hmm.
What is a candy floss outfit?
No, it's how to make floss. It's how to make a, not candy floss.
I thought you meant like a costume.
No, we would call it, what's that shit they sell at the carnivals?
Yeah, it's a cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
Yeah, it's how to make a cotton candy machine. That's neat.
I would go for that. Yeah,
I love this, like an outfit. I love their old terminology for that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Look at this outfit.
I definitely.
Yeah, you got some.
Thought.
Yeah,
yeah. It was an outfit.
Yeah. So on that page, we have how to make up a candy floss outfit, catching insects with a vacuum cleaner, and homemade blowtorch. And then right next to that.
I don't think that we need a big, long description of how to catch a bug with a vacuum cleaner.
No, that actually seems pretty simple.
Yeah, that's straightforward. The title is the explanation.
You know what's
I don't know. I think he's filling.
You know what's amazing? He gives us he dedicates exactly as much page space to making a houseboat as he does to catching insects with a vacuum cleaner.
Well, now we know both.
And then on the same page, another ad for another Kurt Saxon book, Keeping Score on Our Modern Prophets. Psychic researcher and Bible expert levels on people who give the occult world a bad name.
Do you think that he's publishing books just to promote his other books?
I think so. I think that this is all, he's got his whole media network. Like, this guy is kind of like a low-tech Alex Jones who has, like, his own, but actually, some of this is really useful.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I imagine I might wind up digging this up to find out how to make a homemade blowtorch if things get a lot worse.
I knew you were going to say blowtorch. I knew it.
Katie.
Hey, Robert, do you know what else is really useful?
The products and services that support this podcast?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
I love all right. that. God, I'm so proud.
We're going to go to products, so cool, and right after now. We get back, we're going to talk about how to keep score on our modern profits. So I think we should all be excited about this.
I'm stoked.
Always.
Robert Evans here, and as a kid, I loved playing Monopoly, but my favorite thing about it was robbing the bank, you know, working with my friends to pull over a con on somebody else, even heisting their money sometimes. And now Monopoly Go brings that fun to your phone. It's one of those games that can bring out the most devious version of ourselves. You can bankrupt your friends by pulling heists on their vaults and even use a wrecking ball to shut down their monuments. And Monopoly Go has timed tournaments where you can team up with your friends to unlock prizes or try to top the leaderboards. And whether you're working with somebody or going head-to-head for riches, Monopoly Go is a huge blast. Go download it now for free on the App Store or Google Play. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So, for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. What's the catch? There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/behind. That's mintmobile.com/behind. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/behind. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Meet Tomboy X. Makers of the original boxer briefs for women, Tomboy X designs gender and size-inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
And we're back.
We're back. We're talking about living in the mountains and forming a militia.
Yeah, we are.
A militia in which we would all be colonels. Everyone is a colonel in my militia. So,
can I give a quick anecdote?
Absolutely.
I'd never said the word colonel out loud until I started auditioning for projects and I was reading something and I had to say the word colonel, but I just read it and said colonel. And that's my anecdote. I immediately knew my mistake. You can cut this out. It's done.
No. We're all Kurt Saxon has shared his emotional vulnerabilities with us. We should share ours with the listeners.
Exactly.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for receiving me. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for opening up.
Thank you for sharing.
I really heard.
I mistook a wrench for channel locks once several years ago, and I felt very silly. And all of the people who knew what they were doing with tools around me made a lot of fun of me. So everybody makes dumb mistakes.
I'm so sorry that you experienced that, Robert. I'm so sorry. I feel you. I feel your pain.
Yeah, they were all woodsmen, and I wanted to be cool around them, but then I didn't know what channel locks were because I was a fool, and I'm so sorry.
I still don't know what a channel
lock
is.
I'm embarrassed.
I only have
you.
A vague idea, to be honest. Cody, do you want to share a shameful and vulnerable moment, or should we read about what Kurt Saxon has to say on Modern Prophets?
I've never been embarrassed once in my entire life. So
that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That actually makes complete sense. Modern Prophets, promoted by trashy tabloids, claim to know the future. Aside from predicting natural disasters, they are very heavy on sweetness and light. Everything is going to turn out all right. God tells them so. Too many people believe frauds like Gene Dixon. They don't prepare for rough times ahead because Gene says great things are in store for humanity. The fact that these things seldom come off as prophesized is forgotten as new prophecies come out. The author is the only one to collect and record 4 years of prophecies in the most popular modern prophets. With their miserable scores, it is amazing that any of them stay in the limelight. If you are hooked on the modern prophets, or someone who is, you owe it to yourself to read this. But oh, I think he's actually like busting, like talking about what liars psychics are. Yeah,
all right.
He really hates this Jeannie Dixon woman. And yeah, well, okay. Well, there we go.
I don't know. I went to one psychic that told me in a past life I've saved a lot of Jewish people during the Holocaust, and I tend to believe that that's true.
That is a nice thing to believe. Mm-hmm. I feel like
that is a nice thing to be told about oneself.
Can I share one other psychic story that might convince you?
This is the time.
Do you think it will?
So, yes. My good friend Nellie, who loves Hawaii, goes every year, okay? In her adult life, she has seen 6 different psychics who have all said that she used to be the ruler of a South Pacific island.
Oh, that's cool.
Do what you will with that. That is a creepy coincidence.
Either that or a lot of different psychics in Hawaii tell tourists who come in that they used to rule a South Pacific island.
Well, she didn't go to all of her psychics were in Hawaii. She lives in California.
I'm also going to throw it out there that most people like Hawaii.
Yeah.
I'm not saying wrong. Well, but most people don't go every year of their life.
Sure.
I do want to, while we're talking about California, I feel like I should note that the address for Kurt Saxon's business is in Eureka, California, which I used to live next to, and nothing has ever made more sense to me in my entire life.
No, that does make a lot of sense.
My God. Wait, have we done the fun thing where we just search words yet? Can we do that with the digital copy, Robert?
I kind of want to know who Gene Dixon is, but no, I don't think we can search words since that's a scan.
Yeah.
We'll include the link. You can read this all online. It's in a PDF. Oh, God. Touring in the Auto, the Land Cruiser. It's a guide to building your own RV. And it is much longer than the guide to building a houseboat.
Good.
Which I feel
that makes
like...
sense.
Does it? Oh, nope. There's a little guide to making a barrel boat, too.
Nice.
That's good.
That's good.
Wait, Robert, go to page 32. Go to page 32.
Oh, but the poor man's James Bond is on the next page.
Okay, do that first. Do that first.
You guys, take a look at the illustration for the cover of the poor man's James Bond. And Cody, I'm going to need you to describe that for me.
Is he, what makes him poor? The fact that he's got eyeglasses on?
Yeah, I don't know. So the picture of the cover of the poor man's James Bond features like a dude who looks like a nerdy engineer with big Coke bottle glasses and like almost a like a very nerdy 70s combed part. And he's sitting with a shotgun that is easily 2 feet taller than him. And appears to have some like a home-built foregrip on it. And then there's a beautiful young woman sitting in his lap with a beer, and he has an entire handle of whiskey and is surrounded by piles of shotgun shells and explosives.
Nice.
Yeah, this all scans. This scans real well.
I'm going to read the text. The poor man's James Bond is the undisputed leader in the field of books on improvised weaponry and do-it-yourself mayhem. It gives full and simple instructions for making tear gas, explosives, firearms, silencers, poisons, zip guns, grenades, knockout drops, flamethrowers, and a wide variety of weapons. It also tells you how to buy most of the needed chemicals from your grocery and garden store. Includes fireworks and explosives like Granddad used to make. Mm-hmm. He really likes, mm-hmm. his granddad
yeah.
seems like a trooper. Yeah. This book has hundreds of formulas and processes for making fireworks, blasting compounds, gunpowder, nitro, gun cotton, etc. The material was gleaned from formularies written from 1872 to 1907. Plus, George W. Weingart's classic on fireworks, Pyrotechny. This is the simplest and most comprehensive book on actually making fireworks. It is heavily illustrated in how to make Roman candles, shell cases, fuses, colored fires, explosives, powders, rockets, mortars, firecrackers, torpedoes, etc. Plus, the complete text of explosives, matches, and fireworks from Joseph Riley, 1938. So it's more collating all these old guides to just like help people make tear gas and grenades.
This
Kurt Saxon.
Thank you, Kurt. Could you really quick read the very first sentence of that again?
The poor man's James Bond is the undisputed leader in the field of books on improvised
weaponry.
There we go.
Okay.
And
I really wish it was
mayhem.
Like book
undisputed.
Like books. I wish it was books on improv. And there was just
I thought so too.
Just like a page on like yes ending and stuff and like
yeah.
how, like doing
how
scene
to pretend
work.
To
We all thought Del Close is the grandfather mm-hmm. of improv, yeah. but no. It's the poor man's James Bond.
This is like a whole book on how to do an improv version of James Bond at UCB.
Basically,
it's
yeah.
not a popular
yes,
tome.
And I have my gun.
And on the same
Truth
page
and bombity.
This, we have
there we go.
A guide to making a thresher, a guide to making a handmade drill press, and then how to raise cucumber on a trellis.
Oh yeah. I mean,
how to
all
make
go
tear
together.
Gas, how to make how to grow
I
cucumber.
Mean, he's covering all the bases. I don't see the problem.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe cucumber is part of the tear gas recipe. I don't know.
Wow, this is interesting. There's a guide on the next page on how to make alkaline water drinkable, because in the past they knew that alkaline water was a bad thing to drink and you needed to filter it right. And now we just sell it for $40 a gallon.
Yeah.
How the
now
times
we're like,
have changed.
This cures cancer.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, Sophie, what was the page you wanted me on?
So it's probably not going to be the same page, so just look for how to make see-through mirrors.
Yeah, I think it's past the Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so past the poor man's armorer, how to make a basic crossbow plus arrow sling, how to make an arrow catapult, a simple but lethal toy, and improving the 11-shot shotgun.
I bet
sorry,
it's 12.
A simple
is it 12? Is it go up to 12?
Yeah. I think it goes up to 12. Yes, Katie. A simple. It's clearly a child using the arrow
he
thrower.
Seems like a great
that is
parent.
A simple but lethal toy. The coming the coming age of Steam, your basic Steam engine. Mm-hmm. So that's good. God, there's so much in here. Black powder, how to make the
best.
How
to make boomerangs. That's good. All right.
Could I turn my houseboat into a steam engine? Is there an entry about that?
I mean, solid Katie, question. The question is, can you afford not to turn your houseboat into a steam engine?
I don't know that I can't. Not in times like
there's
these.
There's a whole...
Ooh, where do I get a train track?
Where do you get...
That's a good question.
You probably make it. Yeah. He teaches sure, us how to make imitation gold and silver.
Yeah.
It's like a page and a half on it.
What were you looking at? Oh, yeah, that's what you're about to say, Cody.
I was going past the past, or the future is our past, with a big picture of the USS Enterprise, or the Starship Enterprise.
Wait, oh, my God. Where the
it's
fuck?
It's on page 13 for me.
13.
It's got the Enterprise on it. You can't miss it.
I'm way past that.
It is before how to make imitation gold and silver.
Yeah, I haven't run into that one yet.
Maybe our books are different.
But
maybe you have a special
might be
copy.
Slightly different. Oh, here we go. Oh no, here it is. It's right. It's the page before burglar proofing your home the poor man's way and simple protection against muggers. We're gonna have to come back to that because I'm gonna guess it's murdering
them. That's a good guess.
Oh my God.
Our future lies in the past. Yeah, yeah, okay. Barring a nuclear war with the soon-to-be starving Russians, America's irreversible collapse should be apparent to anyone by 1980. By then, it will be too late for city dwellers to go back to the land. All they will find will be armed survivors treating them like improvident, ignorant refugees they will be. You guys remember when that happened in 1980,
obviously,
right?
Obviously. I'm thinking about it now. You were reading it, and it painted a picture of a memory.
Jesus Christ. The world's cities will perish, but there need not be another Dark Ages. Instead, we can go from our survival homesteads onto the stars.
It's just that easy.
You build a good enough steam engine, you can get to space.
Right, I imagine that, like, by volume
launch
3...
Launch that houseboat right
up. He's got to have a how to build a spaceship at some point in here, right? Because otherwise, he's definitely skipping a few steps.
We might learn that.
We better. We're learning how to make fake gold. We better.
Guys, there is a letters suggestion, and the first sentence lets me know it's going to be special. Dear Mr. Saxon, congratulations on issue 1. I got my copy yesterday. As soon as I rob a wino of $6, I'll send you the money for a year subscription. If they ever ban books... If they ever ban books, which they eventually will do, yours will be the first. That's something to be proud of. Seems free enterprise is a dangerous thing. It's available for free
online. It's free
online.
We're all reading it right now.
Yeah. It says rob a wino. Like, that's printed.
Yeah, it says rob a wino. Yes. Take $6 from a wino.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, fuck a wino, though.
Fuck a wino, though.
I'm not going to shame you for your wine.
No, we're all drunks
today.
We're
all drinking wine today.
Yeah.
Wait, so the person wrote a letter about the publication that they got?
Yeah, I'm guessing this is another edition of it.
That's why our pages are wrong, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that's why. The only complaint I have is of the poor man's James Bond. You didn't have a section on establishing a new identity. A few paragraphs would have done. This is the popular rage. Visit a graveyard. Take along a pencil and paper. You won't need any flowers because you're not going to pay respects to the dead, but a wreath will provide a good cover as you move from grave to grave. The best identity is of a kid born about the same time as you, but died about a year later. The younger, the better, because there will only be two records, the birth and the death. Copy down about three names, recording date of birth and of complete name and name of parents if listed. Then go down to the local courthouse and ask for a copy of the birth and death certificates of the deceased. The birth certificate will enable you to get a social security card, driver's license, etc. The death certificate gives cause of death and related items. A new identification is a necessary survival object since it gives a person the benefit of two people. Finally, you can get a P.O. box for receiving through the mail certain things which you wouldn't want delivered to the front porch.
Ooh, well, he nailed it.
Oh, wow.
So I was looking through volume 2 to see if that advice was heeded, and he was like, okay, in volume 2, I'll do a whole section on stealing an identity. But yeah. They seem to have laid it out pretty well. Also,
they really did.
In regards
what more could
to
you say?
How we're going to skip another Dark Age and go straight from our homesteads to the stars.
To the stars.
In volume space, 2, yes. There's a several page spread titled Preview of Life in Coming Dark Age. So he gave up that dream pretty quickly.
Thank God he's got that information, though.
I'd like to imagine he spent all of his time learning how to reading old popular science and learning how to make blowtorches, and he just knew nothing about space and assumed it was like traveling to the town over.
Yeah, you just go.
And then he read a book and was like, oh, no.
I thought we should build a really tall ladder. Oh, no.
This is so much harder than building a houseboat. This is going to take at least 8 paragraphs. I don't have that kind of time.
It's going to take a few more volumes, buddy.
Oh, man. Oh, good Christ in heaven. This book is amazing. Yeah. I want to find... There is a review of the movie Taxi Driver in here.
What?
Of course there is. Oh, yeah.
Wait, what year did it come out again?
I found Sophie's. I found Sophie's thing first. We will find the Taxi Driver review. How to make...
What year did it...
Taxi Driver?
I was saying, what year did this come out again?
76.
Okay. It's much later than I thought.
How to make see-through mirrors. The FBI used the see-through mirror in the house on 97th Street. Well, I guess that's a movie. Most guys who learn to make these mirrors claim they want them for surveillance of America's enemies, like the FBI and CIA. When you learn to make such a spy mirror, you will probably run right out and buy a motel and a roll of film. I don't care what kind of sickie you are, as long as you send me some of the prints.
No. Also, by see-through mirror, he means like a window, right?
Yeah.
Like... An interrogation window thing.
That was really worth the wait.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's just joking about how you should use it to take pictures of people in their hotels. I think this Kurt Saxon is a good dude. I think he's a really good dude.
I think he needs to get canceled.
Yeah.
Canceled.
Hashtag cancel this survivalist from the 1970s.
He's definitely
who is certainly dead from inhaling his own fumes.
He's definitely still out there, man. He's still surviving. He's in space by now, right?
Oh, my God. Okay. So, Sophie is telling me that it is time for another ad break. And after that ad break, we're going to start talking about what Kurt Saxon thought of the movie Taxi Driver.
Please, please.
I'm gonna,
I can't wait. Oh,
my goodness. What an easy thing to guess.
Yes, I love shooting senators.
Needs to be longer.
Robert Evans here, and as a kid, I loved playing Monopoly, but my favorite thing about it was robbing the bank, you know, working with my friends to pull over a con on somebody else, even heisting their money sometimes. And now Monopoly Go brings that fun to your phone. It's one of those games that can bring out the most devious version of ourselves. You can bankrupt your friends by pulling heists on their vaults and even use a wrecking ball to shut down their monuments. And Monopoly Go has timed tournaments where you can team up with your friends to unlock prizes or try to top the leaderboards. And whether you're working with somebody or going head-to-head for riches, Monopoly Go is a huge blast. Go download it now for free on the App Store or Google Play.
Meet Tomboy X. Makers of the original boxer briefs for women, Tomboy X designs gender and size-inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We're back, and we are still talking Kurt Saxon. Now, we're going to get to that Taxi Driver review, but while I was running towards it, I found, in addition to some guides on making your own ammunition, which I am going to bookmark, what I think is another op-ed by Kurt Saxon. This is a long magazine, so he has a few. Extra, and there's a cute little picture of a newsboy saying extra. Kurt Saxon warns, when politicians ban guns, bombers will ban politicians.
Ooh, okay.
What?
I feel like this might double as his review of Taxi Driver.
Yeah, I'm still not sure.
It's timely, though.
Mm-hmm. Many of your number, and possibly, dear politician, I should say, is how it starts. Many of your number, and possibly yourself, have been raising alarms against the private ownership of handguns. Propagandists cite pitiful examples, such as the 4-year-old boy who shoots himself and the 6-year-old who shoots his sister. Actually, a man
pitiful.
Who lets his children get at his guns deserves to have his line die out. Jesus Christ, Kurt.
Kurt.
Really that's, bold stance.
That's not the take to... Oh, here we go. And then there are the minorities brawling their way through the ghettos and barrios on a Saturday night, shooting each other in quarrels over their females and dope.
Oh.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
He got all the words right, too. He said females.
Females.
Is this the America that the Republicans want to bring us back to? Where you can talk like this? I think it is.
Katie, it's interesting that you say that because I have my questions about Kurt, and I wonder if because there's this chunk of the right, like the what I will call the dangerous right, who went all in for Trump because like it was really was all about racism, and then there's mm-hmm. the chunk who are like fundamentally anti-authoritarian, and even though they are super racist mm-hmm. often, although not always, we're like, no, Trump is bad because he's an authoritarian and I hate the government. Like, you don't understand. I don't care if he's hates the people I hate. I hate the government most. And I kind of think Kurt Saxon would be in that. I hate the government more than anything else. Realm,
yeah,
but I really don't know.
It's hard.
Even though he also seems to have some racism, sexism.
Oh, tons of it.
Well.
Tons of it. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a matter of, which one sort of wins out. It is hard to tell this guy.
He's one where I'm like, I don't know if he would have ever supported a presidential candidate, but maybe.
Right,
maybe I'm wrong.
If anyone, it would be Trump of all people.
If anyone, it would be Trump. Yeah.
Or like whoever's next, I guess.
Yeah, okay. That's about all that I think we need to read. Oh, wait, no. He talks about Sirhan. We got to talk about that. It may be the real... So he's still, like, threatening politicians here.
He is.
It may be a real belief among those of you who are most sheltered that guns can be banned and that lying politicians won't be shot by disappointed constituents. Not so and worse than not so. First, guns can be banned by law, but then private illicit gun factories will flourish. And worse than guns, their alternatives will make any public appearance by a liberal politico a great show for a TV audience, as he and anyone else on the platform is blown to bits by a casually thrown bomb. Bombs are easy to make. They're components are cheap and easier to get than our guns. Moreover, the chances for escape by the bomber due to the panic and confusion are much greater than had he used a gun. Make guns hard to get to any degree, and the dissident will choose bombs and even be glad you helped him make that choice. If Sirhan had thrown an easily made black powder bomb at Bobby Kennedy, he would be partying with his accomplice now. If Brimmer had thrown a bomb at Wallace, he too would probably be free, and Wallace would now be edging toward the presidency. Books on bomb making and improvised weaponry, such as my own Poor Man's James Bond, are sold all over the country in numbers directly proportionate to the growing threat of gun confiscation. In fact, all books on guerrilla warfare and military science are gaining interest. So he's literally saying, if you pass gun control, I people will kill you with bombs, and I am going to provide them with the guides to do it. And the fact that
sounds like a terrorist threat.
it does a little bit, right?
Yeah, we really got into the terrorism part of this little publication.
We sure did. Right after how we're going to get to the stars by homesteading.
From homestead to stars. I really quickly, I have to read this.
Sure.
So you mentioned improving the 11-shot shotgun earlier.
Yeah, I do want to know how you would improve the 11-shot shotgun. That seems perfect. What's better than 11?
What's better than 11? I don't know. I'm sure he'll tell us. But I think that the very first sentence of this section is a perfect microcosm of this entire thing. And so improving the 11-shot shotgun. They all laughed when I demonstrated my notorious 11-shot shotgun. And then it goes on. Amazing.
They all laughed at my homemade shotgun.
They all laughed.
But then I had a shotgun.
And then he explains how to improve it, and I'm sure it's some good advice, but
I bet he knows how to improve a shotgun.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So,
it's about making Atlin's... the grip sweatproof.
Oh, okay, because you're going to be shooting so many people.
Yeah.
Right. You're going to get sweaty. Exactly. That makes sense. I like practicality. Mm-hmm. So, Atlin is his publishing company. Atlin's first and maybe last movie review, Taxi Driver. In my third issue, James Allen asked for a description of the device the taxi driver used to snap the gun out of his sleeve and onto his hand. I watched the making of his device carefully, and I'm still uncertain how he did it. Anyway, he had an arrangement built of odds and ends, and it had a track going down his arm on which the gun carriage was on rollers. When he snapped his arm to the firing position, the carriage would rattle considerably and the gun would slide into his hands. It was noisy, and it reminded of putting a coin in a Coke machine and waiting for it to finally finish its grumbling and shoot the bottle out. Any police officer I know is faster on the draw, and I think such a device would only give the wearer a false sense of security. Travis, the taxi driver, is an ex-Marine and Vietnam vet. He can't sleep, and whether he is haunted by war memories or intestinal parasites picked up in New York or Vietnam is not made clear. Anyway, Travis applies for night taxi duty in New York City. So the first third of this review is just him arguing with, like, a specific point of, like, a gun delivery device that Travis Bickle put, like, builds mm-hmm. for himself. So that's interesting.
I don't know if he knows how to write reviews.
No, he doesn't. It gets into it here a little bit. Travis develops a protective interest in Iris, a 12-and-a-half-year-old hooker played by Jodie Foster. She's hardly a turn-on since anyone would identify with her role as the cute little con artist playing alongside Christopher Connolly in the TV series Paper Moon. She's not hot because of her role in a TV series. Not because she's 12-and-a-half.
I like how he is saying it. He takes on the role of protector. That's one way to describe
that
what
is
he does
a in, way
in Taxi.
Oh, buddy.
I love, yeah, all of these. And it's the same thing with, like, have a degree of interest in, like, some of the 3D printing gun stuff, but, like, the organization that started really doing it, Defense Distributed, it was, like, headed by this capitalist, anarcho-capitalist, I think is how he identified, dude Cody Wilson, who turned out to be a pedophile.
Of course.
Like, all of these, nice. Like, fringe mm-hmm. people turn out to be, like, all the Adam Waffen guy, one of the big Adam Waffen guys they just arrested, it came out weeks after the arrest that, like, oh yeah, and they found child porn on his computer freaks, also. Yeah. Like, these guys are always mm-hmm. fucking pedophiles. And that's how a pedophile writes a movie review. Like, no one else is
sure
like
is.
Jodie Foster's not hot in this movie when she's 12. Like, no one else thinks of that.
Kurt does.
Kurt and the guy who shot Reagan. Except for he had the opposite conclusion. We don't make enough of that the guy who shot Reagan was trying to impress a teenager.
We really don't.
We really don't. Anyway.
We certainly can if you want.
The upshot of the movie is that Travis raids the house Iris works in and kills everyone but her while stagehands stand off camera sloshing buckets of orange paint on everyone. Travis survives and gets his name in the papers as a hero. Iris goes back to school in Pittsburgh. Don't be upset that I've told you the plot. If you've seen the movie, you'll thank me for showing you that it had a plot in the first place. The message I got from Taxi what? Driver is that most New Yorkers are not fit to survive. Travis shows that casually gunning down... Travis shows that casually gunning down New Yorkers is a public service, good target practice, and has its rewards. It's a kind of recruiting film for vigilantes, but it probably won't inspire much zeal in good folk to go there and help. The Peace Corps fever has largely died out in our land. Go see it, but leave the old folks at home.
Kurt, baby, you got the movie all wrong.
I think he missed some points.
I want him to write reviews for every movie that's ever been made.
Yeah. I want his review of, like, The English Patient. Mm-hmm.
The man, with the man who went up a hill and came down a mountain.
Yeah. It's just going to be, like, four paragraphs of him complaining that there are no 12-and-a-half-year-olds. And the ones there are are
they're
the
not,
ones there aren't
they're
hot
not
enough.
Hot enough.
Kurt Saxon, 12-year-old appreciator.
Where's the buckets of blood?
Yeah.
It really makes me wonder about...
What kind of patient are we talking about here?
The cover of this now.
Yes. Yes, it does, Cody.
Yeah. Kurt.
Now there's yet another column by Kurt Saxon, and this one actually does strike home as a result of the current situation we're in. You can't change the channel. A while back, I saw a funny and tragic cartoon in a magazine. It showed a car pulled over to the side of the road. A harried and exhausted mother was inside, flanked by some miserable children who plainly didn't like the situation at all. The father was outside, trying to pump up a flat tire. While hard at work to save their vacation, the father was saying, "But kids, this is real. This is life. We can't change the channel." The cartoon showed the absurdity of the children's confusion between reality and TV. I got a charge out of it because it paralleled the American adults' confusion between real-world conditions and pure entertainment. So he's talking about how, like, yeah, I don't know. That's something that, like, I've heard people express variations of on Twitter as a result of this whole situation. It's like it's a bad movie that you can't turn off. Like, we've put on some sort of low-rent Netflix contagion series, and it just keeps auto-playing.
Yeah. There's no escaping the surreality that we're in.
Why can't I? Yeah, the remote control is broken.
And it's right next to...
I wouldn't change.
And, of course, it's right next to a guide on how to make the super still, which includes this paragraph. For the real poop on alcohol for its own sake. For the real...
What?
For the real...
Wait, say that one more... Read that sentence one more time.
For the real poop on alcohol for its own sake, get Granddad's Wonderful Book of Chemistry. Alcoholmetry starts on page 129.
Oh my God, I so want
to
get Granddad's Wonderful Book of Chemistry.
Did poop used to mean something else?
You don't want the real poop on alcohol?
He's trying to keep it light. He needs his terrorist manual to not have words like shit in them.
No, I mean, the real... That was a term people did use back then for, like, scoop.
Yeah.
Okay, the scoop.
Yeah, it's real shit.
Use scoop.
You just use the word scoop.
But people did not use... How did poop become synonymous with scoop back then?
I don't know. It was like an old-timey thing. I remember
Scoop of poop?
Bloom County cartoons from around the same period of time using that phrase.
Bloom County.
I don't know.
All right.
Bloom County's a great combat. Oh, here we go. There's yet another book about how to make your own alcohol, which I get now that we're all in quarantine. Bar Drinks and Booze Like Granddad Used to Make by Kurt Saxon. $8. If you're tired of paying a dollar for a nickel's worth of booze, you ought to make your own. Anyone can do it, and millions do. Once you learn to make it for yourself, you can make it to sell. No, you cannot, Kurt. You absolutely cannot legally do that. That is bootlegging.
I don't think that's a concern of his.
I don't think that's a concern of his either, Cody. Oh my God, he's got a guide to making champagne. It's not champagne unless it's just sparkling wine, if you're not making it in the Champagne region of France, Kurt Saxon. Okay.
He's got a disarming the letter bomb. He teaches you how to disarm letter bombs.
I know, on the same page as Granddad's Guide to Booze. That makes sense.
I'm not going to laugh at that.
At various times of the year, probably during full moons, letter bombers go into their act, too cowardly to confront that. You just were making guides to bombs, Kurt Saxon. You don't get to call letter bombers cowardly. I don't want to be defending letter bombers here,
hey,
but Kurt.
Robert, let's be fair. He wrote that other article during a full moon.
Jesus Christ. As there is status among criminals, there is also status among political fanatics and those who use violence to register protest. Among any prison population, the lowest group includes child molesters and all those who use helpless children to work out their pathetic fantasies. The letter bomber has the same status. You can't get any lower. In fact, I see a similarity. I wouldn't say that all child molesters are letter bombers, but all letter bombers would have the same degree of social inadequacy. Kurt, buddy. Kurt.
Something going on,
Kurt.
With you, man. Again, you just told us how to make bombs.
You have repeatedly been telling us how to make bombs throughout this
half of
this episode.
Is about how to make bombs, Kurt.
The parts of this that are not about going to space or taxi driver are about or liquor are about bomb making.
Skipping to space.
Yeah. Really, really wanting to figure out where the space guide comes in this.
Oh, this is wholesome. How to lay out a sundial.
That's nice. Yeah, you would. That's potentially useful. Stake your claim.
I feel like some of this stuff deserves to be in a different book. He's just mixing his branding a lot.
Yeah
it's this mix of like, here's useful old-timey survival tools I culled from, you know, our ancestors' wisdom, and then here's how to make a bomb, homemade liquor, and Jodie Foster wasn't hot enough in Taxi Driver.
God. Like,
To Katie's point, it does seem like it's like, if we're equating this to 2020, it's somebody where you find out who they are in real life that has like a very popular social media page and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Very like very mixed content here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
depending on the day, or I guess depending on the moon phase.
Sure, yeah.
Politics okay. and politicians.
Yeah, we have a politics and politicians, and I think we're getting, this might answer our question as to what Kurt Saxon would have done in 2016 if he hadn't, I'm just going to guess here, killed himself in a distilling accident.
Solid guess.
I mean, it could have been his houseboat could have sunk.
Yeah, his houseboat could have sunk.
Or his steam engine could have gone off
yeah.
the rails.
His steam-powered spaceship might not have made it up into the atmosphere.
Or maybe he's that guy that died launching himself in his homemade rocket recently.
I'm gonna bet you Kurt Saxon was a real big influence on that fella. The liberal is so insecure in his real value that he must reduce the value of all so that he looks better by comparison. Hence, the idealistic social programs that fail, along with the roads that go nowhere and the dams that break and the publicly subsidized industries which loot the wage earners. It doesn't really matter if the dummy is ignorant or actually stupid, whether he calls himself a liberal, conservative, or a moderate. They are all political pigs wanting only to get up to the public trough and stay there. They all plead ignorance in one way or another. They all need the support of the American people, as if that support will somehow put the stamp of validity on their competent efforts towards a better life for all. That's why they all say, even if you don't vote for me, vote. They know your vote is a vote for their own way of life. It ensures that if they lose this election, they'll still have a goal to shoot for next time. It's a vote to keep those places at the public trough available for creeps who have nothing to sell but themselves. And since they have nothing to sell but themselves, the accent is on personality and agreeableness. They parade out their unusually pretty wives and homely children and read speeches written by others. Most such speeches are written by Madison Avenue types whose works sound like commercials written for kiddie shows. Vote for Captain Monster. More sugar to the spoonful.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had me in the first sentence. Then he really, really lost me.
Yeah. Yeah. Survivalists don't involve themselves in national politics at all. They don't want to be dependent on either big business or labor unions, the Tweedledee or Tweedledum of our political system. They know that, as part of an intelligent minority, their votes will be canceled several to one by the ignorant. So, yeah, I don't think he would have voted. But you're right. If he was going to vote, Trump would have been the guy to get him on there.
Yeah, I think he
seems like.
Yeah,
it.
He would have been a. I don't think he would have voted, but I think he would have been pretty into the idea of Trump.
I think the first person he ever voted for would have been Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If at all. But yeah.
Say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I also kind of think he might have been the. The very first things Alex Jones said about Trump's campaign before he got on board was that, like, Trump was mobbed up and this was all a conspiracy to, like, infiltrate and take over the liberty movement and you know, the dissident right. And I think Kurt Saxon might have started like that and stayed on that course, but I really don't know. But what I do know is that we have another letter section, and I found one that is just amazing. This is R. Borlia from California. Dear Kurt, I have made two batches of your acrolein tear gas as described in the poor man's James Bond, and neither has retained its potency. Am I doing something wrong? It's fantastic stuff when it's fresh.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
he doesn't, but they don't know because they've never made it, right?
He's saying he's made it and he has tested it. And it's fantastic stuff.
Yeah, it just loses a bit of oomph after a little bit.
Well, of course, you know, nothing, you know, look, if you want
nothing lasts forever.
Perfect tear gas, like
a little. I've never heard Cody say oomph before.
Oh yeah.
Oomph.
Oh yeah.
Saved it for this. Oomph. Saved it for the tear gas part.
God, so...
And then yeah, like how to cane chairs. It's just like Ron Swanson plus terrorism.
Yeah.
That's actually a really good touchstone for this.
Yeah, if Ron Swanson was a terrorist.
And Alex Jones.
Yeah, like if that show wasn't so twee, it'd be like, all right, let's get real.
Yeah, let's get real. Ron, like, dies in a shootout with the ATF because he's been manufacturing illegal sawed-off shotguns and giving them to the Aryan nations.
Yeah, and then giving advice on how to improve his 11-shot shotgun. Because they all left! Oh, they all left!
Would have been a very different show.
Yep, we got boomerangs and how to make them. Survival Ammunition by Clyde Barrow. So that's probably great. Anyone preparing for survival in these uncertain times should be sure that he will have adequate ammunition for any guns he might own. Okay, that's fair. I was wanting something crazy to be in here, but this is just a pretty basic guide to reloading ammo. Good for you, Clyde Barrow. I'm sure you won't murder anybody.
Yeah.
Survival Ammunition and How to Make Boomerangs is on the same page as How to Make Cane Chairs.
It's
incredible.
It's such constant whiplash.
Oh, my God.
Survivalist whiplash.
Oh, and here's a column called Now Who's Stupid Dad by Mark Ridenhour.
No, my God.
Ever
this
since
is my favorite part so far.
Yeah.
No, wait, you have to say it right, Robert. Now Who's Stupid
this is
Dad?
Like, this is like the subtext of the entire thing.
Yeah. Of the whole thing.
Ever since I'd first brought up the subject of survival, my father had scornfully rejected anything I had to say. He was one of those, it can't and won't happen here attitude. He reminded me of the brass in the U.S. High Command prior to Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941. That evening, I sat reading my latest issue of The Survivor in my room, my younger brother Jeff, who is a carbon copy of the old man, stuck his head through the door. What you doing? He demanded. Get out, Himmler, I barked.
His name's Himmler, or
no,
is that his nickname?
No, he's calling him Heinrich Himmler, his little brother. He stuck out his tongue at me. Don't have to. Laying aside the paper, I got up and went for him. Turning, he fled for the stairs. Closing the door, I locked it and then sat down and resumed reading. Presently, I heard heavy footsteps on the stairs, and my father's voice demanded, "Are you reading that idiotic paper again? Cluttering up your mind with that survival rubbish?" I didn't reply. "Answer me," he demanded. "Open that door this instant," came a second demand. Again, I paid no attention. Muttering about worthless whelps and other things, he stomped away and went back downstairs. He, the runt, and my mother would all agree how impudent, disrespectful and no good I was, and how I ought to be punished. Jesus Christ. So this is just like a kid, a small child reading The Survivor. Okay, what actually happens in this?
Jeez, that kid calling his little brother Himmler and imp and like...
It doesn't seem like a very healthy family.
Oh, the power goes out in their town, and he has an AM/FM radio and flashlights, and so he's able to find out what's happening.
And his dad... is grateful.
Oh, yep. This goes on for pages and pages.
I think we get the idea.
Yeah, we sure do.
Oh, God.
Okay.
How to be a disaster profiteer.
Also interpreting baby talk.
Planning to profit from a disaster will give you an edge over those who simply plan to survive it. Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you, Kurt Saxon.
How to price gouge. Unbelievable.
Yeah, this he's a good guy. Oh, here's another letters section. Let's see if we can find another guy who's absolutely committing horrible crimes. I really enjoyed your book, The Poor Man's James Bond. In your poison section, you should list a different source of nicotine sulfate. Blackleaf 40 has been outlawed for 2 years. Thanks to your book, my mother and grandmother consider me in need of counseling or psychiatric help. So far, I have used your hydrochloric/aluminum smoke bomb in the local walk-in movie twice, wow, and the school gym once. I also got detention on the second day of school for igniting some stuff in class. Thanks a lot, JL, Missouri.
He only got detention?
You're welcome, says Kurt.
Yeah, he does. Hey, your book on poison, some of the stuff in your poison book is illegal, so you need to update your poison book about the
poison.
Also,
my grandma thinks I'm crazy because I've set off bombs in school.
Wow.
Yes, Kurt, it's plural.
This was special.
This has been very special, and I think we all learned a lot from Kurt Saxon.
We've learned about ourselves. We've learned about Kurt.
We've learned about taxi driver.
Yeah.
Taxi driver.
We've learned what Kurt Saxon thinks about certain 12-and-a-half-year-olds. A lot of information here from Kurt Saxon.
Not a lot of
good times.
Surprising information.
No.
And I wouldn't say accurate information either.
Mm.
Not all of it. Not all of it. I mean, that houseboat guide looks bulletproof.
Yeah, how to make a monorail sled. How to make a miniature stage.
Amazing. Well, gang.
The houseboat is also a floating tomb.
I mean,
speaking of floating tombs, do you want to plug your social media? The floating tomb of our drowning society?
Very appropriate. Amazing. <Yeah.
laughs> I'm Katie Stoll on all the social medias. Katie with a Y, that is. We've got other shows. We co-host a show with Robert called Worst Year Ever. You should check that out if you don't. And
you sure did.
We also have our own podcast, Even More News. You should check that out if you don't. Cody, you want to say the other things?
Absolutely. We also have a YouTube show called Some More News. And me personally has Twitter.com. And that is Dr. Mr. Cody with a DR, an MISTER, and a CODY.
We speak good on mics.
Good stuff. We
do.
It.
Good job, guys.
We do
so
good
proud.
English speak on mics.com.
Also, before Robert does his plugs, Jamie Loftus says hi to everyone.
Hello, Jamie
Loftus. Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Also, Robert has a new show. It's called The Women's War. Look out for it. Our trailer launched when this comes out last week. So that's out. Episode 1, March 25th. It's very exciting.
Yeah. It is very exciting.
You can follow Robert at IWriteOK on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at BastardsPod. You can wash your hands.
And you can avoid the coronavirus by staying indoors and reading through back issues of The Survivalist and learning how you too can make tear gas that works really well initially but quickly loses its potency.
And then go to space.
Use your time wisely, folks. Somehow. That's all we ask.
Yeah, if I can't think of anything better to do in quarantine than experiment with making your own tear gas. So... Get on that.
Get on it. It's all available online for free. It has not been banned, as Kurt may have thought it would be.
There were definitely legal issues with some of his books that I think contributed to Paladin Press shutting down. But we will do a whole episode on Paladin Press.
Please.
Because it's amazing.
The art of making life like marionette bodies. This is some good stuff.
Also, if you're looking for some peaceful content, I post a photo of Anderson every single day on my Twitter.
She sure does.
Y_Sophie_Y.
Not uncommonly, more than one. Damn. So.
There are.
True.
Many photos of Anderson.
Yeah, there sometimes many, hundreds.
There's like 50.
She's the only other living entity in my room, you guys.
There's like 40 pages on how to make puppets and puppet shows and puppet stuff.
We're done, though. We're done.
I know we're
book.
Done.
That's
no,
like,
that is what we're ending
for.
On.
How exciting.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods.
Use the code IHEART to get 20% off your first purchase, only at TomboyX.com.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.